You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Deacon morning. John. I'm going to talk with you in just a second. I know you're excited. And look, you know, I got a word for you. And
okay.
The word today is probably your favorite verse. And it is Philippians 4:13. Can you share with me what that verse means?
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Okay, then. And Miss Kianda Boy, you can do all things through Jesus Christ, because you are certainly an example of somebody who seems to do everything that she possibly sets out to do. So that verse is for you. You continue in good faith and love and joy in all that you do. Continue to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you this morning? You made it to work, huh?
Yes, I made it to work, and I'm here with the listeners.
All right, well, good. And good morning to everyone who's listening to us on Catholic Chicago here at WNDZ 750 AM, our new radio station in time as of the first of this year. Kianda, we had you on, in fact, the first of the year, and talked to you about a number of things, including all the ministries that you were involved in, your school, the fact that you are attending school and you have a job, and it's just so much on your schedule that you are juggling. So what has changed since we last talked?
Well, nothing much has changed. I'm still in all the millions of ministries that I am in. I'm still in school. So I'm still rolling with the punches, adding more onto my busy schedule.
All right. Well, we don't want you to, you know, run yourself down. We want you to take care of yourself. Leave some time for free time, some time to free your mind up, in fact. So I know that you're close, though, to getting out of school. Is that correct? You're about to finish up there, are you not?
Yes, I will graduate with my master's from Lewis University in July.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I also will graduate from the Archdiocese of Chicago Youth Minister School in September.
Wow. And so where are you going for that?
So it's like an online program with like various of retreats that goes with it. So
okay.
It's not too bad.
Okay. Well, that's good. And speaking of retreats, you're going to be doing a youth retreat or a ministry in July, correct?
Yes.
So the participants, I know you've got at least 60 young people that are going to be attending that event, right?
Yes, that's a big number.
That is a big number. So what can they expect to see or participate in once they get there?
So for what this retreat is just to get the children away from outside distractions of their everyday life and discovering a new vision on life and how can they improve in their day-to-day work. Because, you know, being a teenager is very hard. And sometimes us adults forget how hard it can be to be a teenager. But this is for them to just open up, to let us know what's really going on and how can we really help them move forward in their Catholic faith.
And it's so important to have some kind of open dialogue with youth, as you, of course, well know. In my experience working with youth, especially those now that I work with at Morgan Park Middle School and High School, to give them that opportunity to express themselves and talk about the things that they typically wouldn't be talking about, it's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it's very important, because you really don't know what's going on until you really ask them, and then they really open up and tell you, and then you just be shocked.
You're exactly right. You would be shocked, and oftentimes they carry a big smile and really act out in many kind of ways, and a lot of times they are hiding those feelings that they're carrying with them, aren't they?
Yes, very much so.
So what are you hoping to accomplish there with them?
Well, just to break down and let them know that it's always somebody here if they need someone to talk to. They're never alone. And it's just for them to have fun and know that with their God, there's always a way for them to do great things.
Amen. And so you got a lineup of adults that are going to be coming, of course, to assist you. And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I have, of course, you that's going. I have Father Michael Trail that's going, and I have Father Juan Guy from St. Albie's that's going, and a couple of my team members, Kevin, Yolanda, and my mom, that will be going on this retreat as well, just to, you know, lend the force if we need any help.
Well, I think it's great, and I think we're all excited about joining you and sort of following your lead, because this is your vision. This is something that you have chosen to do, and it's really a wonderful thing, Kianda. And I'm sure your mom, your dad, and your church family, everyone's really happy with what you're doing.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
Well, your church, of course, along with St. Felicitas in St. Joachim, we're involved with the Renew My Church initiative. And, of course, we'll be forming one church here very soon, and looking forward to that as well with you. But St. Albie's, of course, recently lost their pastor, Father Larry Duras. So how are people picking up the pieces, especially the youth there? What is going on?
Well, the loss of Father Larry Duras was, you know, very tough for all of us, because he was truly everyone's buddy. Like, he was your always go-to person when you're trying to have a conversation and just let him know what's going on. But I feel like with his legacy, it's still within all of us. So the process at first was very hard, but now I feel like we're coping a little bit better to know that he's always going to be with us, because he truly left behind an amazing legacy within the people of St. Albie's and anywhere else outside of St. Albie's.
And you are exactly right, because he certainly left his spirit upon me as well. You know, you can't go to St. Albie's without thinking about him, you know, without looking for him, hearing that voice, that laugh, that wisdom. You know, I think about him quite frequently. It wasn't too long we replayed a interview that I had with him. And just to hear his voice and hear just his excitement with life and his priesthood, you know, duties and so forth. He just, I think, embodied, you know, the qualities that you would hope every priest would have.
Right.
So look,
totally agree with you.
We're going to take a break. And afterwards, we're going to join you and talk a little bit more.
Okay.
Do you have questions about the meaning of life, love, and sexuality? And how about inner peace, true happiness, and romantic relationships? What is the role of the church in all of this? And how does one come to an understanding of the deepest mysteries of the human heart? Come join us in a retreat called Echo Chicago this June, where we will address all of these great things and more. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Pingoy from the Respect Life Ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I want to invite you to Echo Chicago. This June, the Archdiocese of Chicago will host a Theology and Body Summer Camp for teens and young adults. We have partnered with Dumb Ox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 22nd to the 28th. Registration is still open. For more information, go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Hey, Keanda.
Hi.
So you, as I said earlier, you're a very busy person, and you're at work right now, right?
Yes, I'm at work.
And what kind of work do you do? Let our audience in on that.
I'm a paralegal for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office.
Okay. And so that keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it keeps me busy. It pays the bills.
And certainly you have to do that with all the things that you do. And you mentioned that you're going to be completing your master's in July, correct?
Yes. So excited. It's been a long time coming.
And what area, again, is that?
It's in criminal / social justice.
Okay. And so what are you going to do with that?
Well, hopefully I can be in investigations for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. This has always been, you know, my goal in life. Is to be an investigator.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, you have the ability, obviously, to do that, and certainly, you know, I'm not sure what all goes into it, but I think you'll be very successful, as you have with all your endeavors that you've set out to achieve.
Well, thank you.
And we want to put, the BCI wants to put something else on your plate, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we want you... to have some conversations with more youth, and we want you to do that on the radio show if you could find some time to do it. I think you'll have some flexibility to be able to do some things off site, and we'll be able to maybe tap into a conversation that you would have in the future. But do you have any idea how this is going to shape out for you?
No, because it's something new. Like, I've never done this before, but I'm very excited to see what can I do in the Black Initiative, because it's just a great organization.
Well,
I feel like the youth program is something that needs to be touched on.
It does. And so you are the right point person to kind of bring that to the surface because of your energy, because of your knowledge. Now you're going to be getting a degree in youth ministry. And so you are just at the top of your game right now, and I think you are very poised and prepared to take on this new endeavor as well.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So you're on the fast track. So how would you like to see yourself in terms of, you know, your future and fulfilling your goals and dreams? What do you see yourself doing personally, professionally, and spiritually?
Of course, you know, always keeping God first and, you know, having conversation with him, because he's guiding me to do his work. And I just got to remember to always remain humble, because there's so many people out here that just want to put you down. But you just got to remember the reason why you are doing this, because it's just not for you and it's just not for God. You're helping others along the way. So spiritually, just keeping him first. And personally, I just love to see the smiles on my kids' face when we go on different activities. And they always know that I'm always going to be there for them, whatever they need me to do. So this has been a very rewarding feeling to have as, you know, a youth minister coming up.
So do you see yourself maybe teaching other youth how to become youth ministers? Is that in your future?
you know, that could be in my future. Never know. But, you know, I wouldn't mind. You know, honestly, I would not mind being, you know, director of youth ministries within the Archdiocese of Chicago, because I have this vision that's way bigger than me. It's something that takes many people and, you know, a lot of time, a lot of support, and, of course, you know, money along the way.
Well, you know, Kianda, if you can see it, you can be it. And I know you're fully aware of that. And the good thing is that you have the desire. You know,
yes.
You have the desire to do these things. And that's where it begins. And I believe, you know, it's God who puts that desire there. So if you have the desire, that's half the ball game right there. And then the other half, of course, is just walking in faith and walking towards that desire or goal. And somehow you make it. You know, you don't know how you make it sometimes, but God finds a way.
He sure does. Just leading us and guiding us.
So you have how many youth now coming to this event again?
The youth retreat?
Yes.
It's 60.
And what's the date in the place where this is going to occur?
So it's in Fair Oaks, Indiana, and we're going to be going from July 27th through the 29th.
Okay. And then it's in Indiana, you said. Whereabouts?
It's in it's like a family campground, so they're going to be going camping.
Okay. And then they're going to be having other kind of exercises as well. As you said, you know, I'll be there, of course, and Father Mike Trail will be there, and your mom and some other people that you have on schedule will be there. And are there any things that you need personally from our audience that might be able to assist with you who wouldn't be going?
You know, just pray over us. Let us have a great retreat. You know, guide the youth, make sure they'll stay on the right track. But it's just to keep us in your prayers at all times.
Well, you know, that's a great suggestion, and we can always pray. And certainly I hope that those who are listening to you, they can feel your energy and your commitment to your peers. And of course, those much younger than you that you're going to be bringing up. You know, you represent your age group very well. You know, you're a very well-spoken young woman. You have just matured in those shoes that you wear there. Is the church giving you, or are you, do you think you're getting everything that you want right now from the church in terms of being the woman? And is there some things that you see lacking or that you desire to see in terms of roles for women?
Well, women are some very strong individuals. I mean, no shade to you, Deacon Cook, but I feel like the St. Albies women, we have some divine leadership, like from my mom to the pillars of the community within St. Albies. They have molded me to be, you know, a powerhouse. And I'm just right along with them because they have set an amazing example for a young leader like me trying to find their way within the Catholic Church. But I am so glad for the leadership that St. Albies has given me because it has brought me so far.
I agree with you. St. Albies does have some great women in leadership positions, and their ministries. I remember telling Father Larry when I had him on, you know, that the ministries there, they represent themselves so very well. And they also could be very good models for other churches. You know, people could learn from the things that you all have accomplished. So I take my hat off to all the women there at St. Albie, and we do have some very fine women at our church as well. So I'm looking forward to that mesh of talent and experience that is forthcoming here in the next year or so.
Yes, I'm very excited for what's going to happen because we're some powerhouses. So when powerhouses come together, what you going to get?
You're going to get an awesome new church.
That's
so,
right.
Kianda, we're going to break right now, and we'll join you in just a few minutes and end up our conversation.
Okay.
Refreshing the soul,
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll join young adults as they take to the streets of Chicago to feed the hungry. We'll take you to the Via Crucis and Peace Walk in the Brighton Park neighborhood. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the Pope's newly released apostolic exhortation on holiness.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
I'm Rochelle, Activities Aide at Catholic Charities St. Albie Adult Day Center. I'm often told we light up seniors' lives each day they come to us, but they do the same for us. One shy man even opened up after coming to our Adult Day Center and started a writing group. Being Chicago's Good Samaritan means helping someone be somebody and giving hope and meaning to life at any age. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Okay, Keonda, we're back at Chicago, I should say Catholic Chicago, at WNDZ 750 AM. We're talking with Keonda Boyd, and this is Deacon John, your host. So, Keonda, I'm having such a good time talking with you. I always get excited when we have this opportunity because the energy that you possess, you know, I think that spreads, and it's a good thing that you you make others excited about the work that you're doing in the church. And I think it makes one look at themselves and say, hey, am I trying to do it all? You know, it's, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. So that is really great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I get it from my mom.
and your mom does a great job as well, and I do see that clearly where you got it from. I'm sure your dad would like to take some of that credit too, though. If he's listening, he's going to get you when you come back home.
I know, right?
So let me ask you this. What are your expectations, you know, when we all form this one new church, St. Albie's, St. Felicitas, and St. Joachim? What are your expectations? What are your hopes for that?
Well, hopes is, you know, I'm just hoping everyone comes with an open mind, that we can just all work together, because I know that it's going to be a hard transition, but I just feel like with these really great churches coming together, that I feel like we can be like a powerhouse, because we have some really strong leaders in all three churches. And then when you bring all those leaders together with all the different ideas, like, we can be unstoppable.
Well,
and I'm just excited.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm in total agreement with you. When you look at the leadership of our three churches, we certainly have the potential.
Yes.
We certainly have the potential, and like you said, I mean, it's just the thing is, can we come together in unity to make one really neat representation of Christ? As you said, a powerhouse. You know, can the people see Christ in all of us? And can we work cooperatively to make that vision that you have? And I think that most of us have. Can we make that vision come true so that we can evangelize and grow our church, which we certainly have great potential to do that.
Most definitely.
So Father Paul Winnington was at our church this past Sunday, and he preached, and I think he was received very well.
Okay.
And I
he
believe
came to St. Albie's,
right,
I believe 4 Sundays ago.
Uh-huh.
And it got me excited.
So did the parishioners there, you think, receive that same excitement, or did they share
oh,
that
yes.
excitement?
Yes, very
okay.
much so.
You
it's
know,
going to be a great
yeah,
experience with him.
I agree. I agree. I think, again, that it shows for great potential. You know, now, once we get together, can we all work together? That's something that I think we're going to probably have to work out. And that probably happens over a course of, you know, weeks, months, even years, so that people will fall into, I guess, a new feeling a place where they might be in the church. You know, it's kind of different now. I think with all of us, we've kind of settled in on our responsibilities, and you kind of get complacent sometimes doing what you do, but it's going to be a little shakeup.
It is. It is. But you got to think of the bigger picture of what's going to happen when we all come together. Like, you just can't just think about all the bad. You got to think of all the good that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think leadership is everything, especially as it pertains to this situation. As you said, when you have already in place great leadership, overall, Father Paul Winnington is going to play a huge part. And I like to think, and you might think also, that he certainly has the capabilities to make that happen, yes?
Yes, very much so.
All right. So, Kianda.
Yes.
If you had three wishes that you wanted to come true, and I know I'm asking you this question without preparing you, but if you had three wishes that you wanted to come true for this new church, do you have any idea what it might be?
We all keep the faith.
Okay.
That's one. I wish it could be an easy process.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yes.
You know, I think that's probably one of the fears that we all have is just the unknown, right?
Yes. That's everyone's fear, because all the meetings that I do attend, they're not giving us everything. It's like they're giving us stuff piece by piece, and then you got to piece it all together and then figure out what's the next process.
Well, don't you think that's best? Because if we got it all at one time, I think we might feel overwhelmed.
That is true. That is true. But with everyone feeling overwhelmed, they also feel like they're not getting everything either. But sometimes we forget that it is a process, and, you know, it comes from the higher-ups, and we got to just put our trust and our faith in them that they're doing the best that they can do to give us the information for us to move forward.
You know, when I observe the people that are working with us, we have Deacon Norman, who is doing a fantastic job.
Yes, he is.
We have Valerie Jennings, who is doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
You know, these people really care about their church, number one, and that church being much bigger than St. Felicitas, St. Joachim, and St. Albie's. I mean, they love their church, and it really comes through in their instruction. You agree?
Yes.
And I don't know how they do it, quite honestly, Kianda. They may have some of that juice that you have where they're just, you know, they work, it seems, 24 hours around the clock. And they do it with such poise and grace that, you know, you wonder how they do it. But they're working really hard to make this happen for us.
Right. I mean, I feel like when you're working through God, you can do anything. So God has blessed us with two people that is on our side, making sure that this process is going to be easy for us. I mean, they're always there to talk to us. So I feel like that is great to have on our side.
And you have been involved very much so with all these meetings. I remember you calling me a week ago saying, "Where are you?" And I said, Kianda, I didn't have intentions of making that particular meeting, but I do appreciate the fact that you're looking out for me and you want me to be involved in the process as well. And, you know, I may not make every meeting, but you better believe I know what's going on.
Well, that's good.
So, look, you have, and we're almost at the end of our show, you have one last wish that you would like to see occur in this process. What is it?
I wish that all the youth that left all of our churches come back to the new and improved and powerful church that we're going to bring, because we need them for the future.
So, Lord God, we ask that you grant the wishes of Miss Kianda Boyd. Lord God, we ask that you even exceed those wishes and that you bless this union of these three churches and all the churches around the Archdiocese come together. Let us trust the process. Let us work together. And let us love more than anything else one another in the world. God bless you, Kianda. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development answers Pope Francis's call to draw near to the poor, to encounter them, to meet their gaze, to embrace them. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more and to donate online.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland here on WNDZ on 750 AM. And good morning to all of you today. Today, Catholic Charities, we're going to, each week we kind of either talk about a different location or part of the Archdiocese, or sometimes talk about different specific programs. And so today we're going to talk about a program that sometimes people don't realize, but oftentimes there are a program that started a number of years ago at Catholic Charities, was really trying to help people who are in the hospital as they are discharged. And oftentimes some people who don't might not have a lot of family, or sometimes are going to back to places that are more challenging, whether they be stairs or other kinds of things, or just barriers about when one gets, you know, we know today when you're in the hospital, you still feel sick, and or they want to already talk about sending you home. And so sometimes it's people have a real challenge sometimes transitioning from a hospital setting with all the care that's been given to actually then going home, sometimes, oftentimes, by themselves. So Catholic Charities began this hospital transition program that really helps patients who are in need to kind of self-manage their health conditions and take an active role in their health and in the way they're going to be healing when they first go home. And the goal of this program is to reduce the patient having to be readmitted to the hospital so that after a health condition emerges, they are able to heal and move on with their lives without having to go back to the hospital. And so the important part is sometimes we see when people go home, if there isn't a real good plan and someone really helps them, they can be readmitted into the hospital, which means that it means they became sicker, or they fell, or they weren't eating properly, or they were not taking their medication, didn't get their medication, all those many complicated factors. The program also teaches